North Woods. 98 Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden delivering his third State of the Union address tonight. Among the president's guests, Kate Cox, the Texas woman unable to get an abortion in her home state because of the Supreme Court Dobbs decision. The White House press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, telling ABC's Start Here podcast.
Roe v. Wade needs to become the law of the land. That's how we're going to protect women and their decisions, their own personal decisions that they have to make with doctors. And so we're going to, that's what we're going to fight for. That's what the president's going to continue to speak to in the next couple of months.
Biden seeking to make abortion a major campaign issue this year. IVF treatments resuming in Alabama following a new law passed to prevent doctors from being prosecuted. It was needed following a state Supreme Court decision ruling frozen embryos are people. Eight teenagers shot and wounded in a Philadelphia bus stop yesterday. Police are still looking for three suspects. National Guard troops soon to be stationed in New York City subways to fight crime. This is ABC News. Hope for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas before the holy month of Ramadan, now almost gone. A senior Egyptian official tells ABC News the Hamas delegation has left talks in Cairo. Ramadan begins on Monday. Talks could resume next week. New escalation in the attacks on cargo ships in the Middle East.
For the first time after months of missile attacks on cargo ships, the Iranian-backed Houthis have left crew members dead, killing three on board and critically injuring three others in the Gulf of Aden. The ship, a Liberian-owned carrier, the surviving crew abandoning ship, a U.S. guided missile cruiser now headed to assist.
That's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. Planes and trains across Germany at a standstill, with train drivers and ground staff at airports going on strike. German airline Lufthansa says 1,000 flights a day will have to be canceled. Virtually all the country's trains are stopped. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin today talking up President Biden's executive order to boost apprenticeships that are helping rebuild and improve America's infrastructure.
Apprenticeship programs for labor and union apprenticeship programs also pay their apprentices while they're in the program, which means that people don't have to worry about whether they have to borrow money in order to receive an education.
Harris met with apprentices who are helping build Madison's new high-speed public transit system. Wisconsin governors could be barred from using the line item veto to increase taxes in the future. A state Senate committee took testimony today on a proposed constitutional amendment. Governor Evers angered Republicans when he used his veto power to increase school spending for 402 years. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Thursday, March 7th, it's boys basketball sectional semifinals with Winter versus Owen Withy at the Medford High School. There'll be a pregame at 6:30 with coaches interview and a play-by-play at 7 with Jeff Hakeman. Catch it all right here on 98Q Country, 98QCountry.com, or on the free Civic Media mobile app.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Sandra Kennedy, age 68, went to her heavenly home on February 29th, surrounded by her family after a very brief illness. She is survived by her husband, Robert, of Park Falls, by her three children, Shane Kennedy of Boise, Idaho, Jason Kennedy of Marathon, and by Stacy Arntzen of Park Falls, survived also by five grandchildren, by her great-grandson, and by nine siblings, Kathleen Weigel of Chico, California, by Susan Geller of Pendleton, Oregon, Karen Taft of Park Falls, Jeffrey Taft of Park Falls, by Julie Hawkins of Minocqua, Joseph Taft of Park Falls, Kevin Taft of Indiana, and Cynthia Kohler of Park Falls, along with Kelly Taft of Green Bay, survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, Saturday, March 9th, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Sandra Kennedy, age 68. Jenna Mae Peterson, age 39, of Park Falls, passed away unexpectedly at her home due to an undiagnosed heart condition on Saturday, March 3rd. Jenna is survived by her son, Mason Freiberger, by her beloved pets, by her parents, Amy and Jerry Peterson, by her sister, Mindy O'Mara, survived also by her nephew and by her niece, along with many family members and friends. Celebration of Life will be held Saturday, March 23rd at the Butternut Community Park. Visitation from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. A memorial service will be held at 3 p.m. with Deacon Robert Schinnebeck officiating. This has been the funeral notice for Jenna Mae Peterson, age 39, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. As you get ready to head on out ice fishing or just enjoy a walk here in our beautiful Northwoods, go on over to Bader's Sports Center in Phillips for your live bait, your supplies, and your Stormy Cromer apparel for the whole family, including your pets, too. They have gift certificates available for gift-giving ideas. Bader's Sports Center, your destination for all of your archery, hunting, and cold weather gear products. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And also, see them on Facebook, too.
UTIs are the worst, and they always seem to show up at the worst times.
My romantic getaway? Not so romantic.
If you get UTIs, then you need to try Eucora. Don't let another UTI get in the way of your life. Eucora makes UTI relief products. They also make effective urinary health supplements backed by science.
Now I have peace of mind with Eucora.
Get relief and get ahead with Eucora. Try today at eucora.com/radio. eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. May see a few flurries after midnight or low 23. Tomorrow, cloudy. Sprinkles 41. We'll get back into the upper 40s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
And now another no-brainer money saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in. Play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears' Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
In other sports notes, girls' state basketball tournament gets underway today at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Division 3 will feature Edgewood versus Baldwin Woodville. That's an afternoon game, followed by Xavier and Kettle Moraine Lutheran. And then tonight, you've got Laconia taking on the Prairie School, and Cuba City will take on McDonald Catholic. Games continue tomorrow, championship games on Saturday. Boys sectional semifinal basketball tonight. Solon Springs, number 1 seed, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. They'll play in Amory. The winner of that game gets the winner of Winter versus Owen Withy down in Medford. We'll have that game for you tonight right here. 98QCountry.com and on the Civic Media app also. Other games from the north in Division 4, you've got Marathon and Auburndale renewing that Merrillwood Conference rivalry. They will play tonight in Merrill. Unity will challenge Cameron, and Durand, Arkansas, they will take on Aquinas in Division 3 action with the north teams. You've got Prescott. They'll challenge Somerset. Elk Mound will take on Gale Ettrick Trempolo. And in Division 2 action from the North, Wausau East and River Falls, some of the featured games. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Went to school in Tennessee, which was fun. I went to a community college for an entire year, and I do not have one credit. None of it counted. The reason is because I had to take remedial classes, which remedial basically means they're like, look, we have no idea how your high school that you leave, and we are shocked, and we're actually going to look into it, but until the end, here's your classes you're going to take. Here's what I took. I took math, like the book said math. How crazy is that? They stopped calling it math after, like, sixth grade.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. Yeah, that's a cold, hard truth.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
By now I'd have it figured out how not to make the easy things so hard to do. I bet that I'd be further down this road if I could read the signs that point me to the truth. I never planned on being nothing but a cowboy, but somewhere I picked up soul guitar. Girl, all I can say is that I'm sorry if I get kinda careless with your heart. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right. All the crazy, all the gypsy. Don't. like they've been going around. You're a long way from being where you want to be. When the world isn't going your way, whatever bad luck is getting you.
Strait song, isn't it? Love's Gonna Make It All Right. George Strait, 26 past 7, a Thursday morning, the 7th of March. Hope you are well this morning. Looks like quite a bit of cloud cover. We're hoping to see a little bit of sun today, but 51 is what they're telling us. I have been made privy to, I have been able to view the April 2nd primary, the official ballot for Price County. I was just paging through it a little bit here, and there is a for Price County and the surrounding area, actually. Interesting, the school district of Rib Lake is looking forward to some major renovations to their school. They got a referendum they're posting to the school district of Rib Lake for $19.5 million to do some work on their school. That'll be one of the things that you may see on your ballot if you're from that area. There are not really many contested races at all. I went through the whole thing. And for voters of Price County, I think there's only three contested races out of all of, there's a lot of them, but most of them have one or nobody on the ballot. And of course, you'll have the ability to cast your vote for Biden or Trump or whoever you want to. You do have to indicate during the primaries, you do have to indicate whether or not you are voting a Democrat or Republican. You have to choose a party in which to vote in the primary. So you can't be, crossing over here and crossing over there. So that's April 2nd. Still a little ways away. We're springing ahead this weekend, right? We're putting those clocks ahead. My wife told me that yesterday. I have not confirmed it, but my wife is right 99.999999% of the time. So I'm going to run with it. So this Saturday, we're losing an hour. We'll spring those clocks ahead. Looking forward to bring you winter basketball tonight. Thank you. A big thank you to the winter businesses for supporting our broadcast. Whether you're going to listen to it live or listen back to it after the game, thank you to the folks at the Blind Pig Saloon, and J&A Construction, and TP Land Services, Billa Realty, Winter Electric, Thompson Excavating, Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating. Love the name of that. Also, Dave Cecil Builders, Winter Cooperative, Lakewoods Cafe right there in Winter, and Top Design Hair Studio, all helping to bring you tonight's game. Along with our year-long sports sponsors, we have a group of businesses that every time we do a sports game, they are a high school sports sponsor the entire year. Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Duopest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Brandy Lake BP, all help to bring you all the high school games that we do. I was just starting to put together our spring sports schedule, and things are certainly pointing toward things going well for our spring sports teams. We speak so early, don't we, on March 7th. You just never know what Mother Nature has in store for us. Today is National Cereal Day. So we celebrate the box of cereal. Oh, that cereal aisle is just a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's a whole thing. It's one side from front to end and one whole aisle. You got so many cereal choices. And the cereal companies try to make them look nutritious, don't they? They always put fortified with 7 vitamins and iron. Part of it. I always like it when they always say, it's part of a nutritious breakfast. Might be a really small part of a nutritious breakfast. But there's something about a good sugar-coated cereal that's wonderful, isn't it? It's not any good for us, but there's something about it. Cheerios, what's your go-to cereal? If I had to tell you one box of cereal right now, that's it, your last box of cereal ever, what would you choose? I used to be a Fruit Loop guy, but now that as I get older, that's just a little too sweet. I'm all right with it. Golden Grahams, there's a lot of sugar in that, too. There's a lot of sugar in all of it. I like a good bowl of Golden Grahams, but you give me a little Honey Nut Cheerios. I'm all right with that. Not a big Grape Nuts guy. My wife loves the Grape Nuts stuff, but I'm just not into gravel. Raisin Bran, I'm all right with that. They always try to integrate other things into our cereal, don't they? Like Oreo cereal and stuff like that. You're standing there in the breakfast cereal aisle. You're looking at it. You look at it and you just shake your head. You're like, what? And then like a month later you come back and you're like, well, I'll try it. Because it's on sale for 99 cents. Oh, I got a cereal joke just for National Cereal Day today. How does breakfast cereal pay its bills? Yeah, with checks. That's right. That's right. Thank you very much. Tip your waitresses. A 62-year-old guy in Germany. Did you see this? 217 COVID shots. Now, I'm not a doctor. I occasionally play one on the radio, but I'm thinking getting 217 COVID shots probably isn't a good idea. I'm going to go way out on the limb on that. I'm going to be way out on the edge and just say, I don't think that's a good idea. I think he had it confused. I think he thought it was a drinking game, that every time you heard the word COVID, you took a shot. So I think he was a little bit confused on how that whole thing worked. 217. I had a story yesterday. I think I failed to mention it, where some guy from Wisconsin that's eaten a Big Mac every day for like 50 years. And I know, I'm surprised he's still alive. Big Macs are wonderful. I guess one a day is not bad. I guess what else are you eating? If you're having a Big Mac every day and you're chasing it with some healthy fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, you know, you're probably good. But I'm again, I'm going to go right out in the end of that limb again, and I'm going to say that I'm thinking that a guy who eats a Big Mac every day for 50 years ain't chasing it with vegetables and fruit. Just saying.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden delivering his third State of the Union address tonight. Among the president's guests, Kate Cox, the Texas woman unable to get an abortion in her home state because of the Supreme Court Dobbs decision. The White House press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, telling ABC Start Here podcast.
Roe v. Wade needs to become the law of the land. That's how we're going to protect women and their decisions, their own personal decisions that they have to make with doctors. And so we're going to, that's what we're going to fight for. That's what the president's going to continue to speak to in the next couple of months.
Biden seeking to make abortion a major campaign issue this year. IVF treatments resuming in Alabama following a new law passed to prevent doctors from being prosecuted. It was needed following a state Supreme Court decision ruling frozen embryos are people. Eight teenagers shot and wounded in a Philadelphia bus stop yesterday. Police are still looking for three suspects. National Guard troops soon to be stationed in New York City subways to fight crime. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of Wisconsin's technical colleges is stepping down later this year. Morna Foy has led the Wisconsin Technical College system for 26 years. In that time, the system has expanded college credit courses in high schools and strengthened relationships with Wisconsin employers. Nursing instructors are pushing back against efforts to set up a troubled for-profit nursing school in Wisconsin. Barbara Nichols is with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing. She says students should seek out established accredited schools.
You need to look for those schools that provide theory in terms of online and then make sure they have good clinical placements.
The Arizona College of Nursing is being sued in other states for alleged predatory practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 17th at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut, it's Knights of Columbus St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner, featuring bingo at 1 p.m. and at 4 p.m. it'll be booyah. Adults get in for $6, students for $3, and preschool are free. Once again, that is Sunday, March 17th at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut for Knights of Columbus Booyah Dinner.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their six-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors, 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks road trip continues in L.A. against the Lakers tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67, head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
The Huskies head coach, Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Shaka's built here. You know, two championship-level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
That's UConn's head coach, Dan Hurley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And girls' state basketball tournament gets underway at the Rush Center in Green Bay with games this afternoon and tonight. And boys' sectional semifinal basketball. We've got Winter for you tonight. They're going to be taking on Owen Withy in Medford, 7 o'clock. The Tap, 6:30, our pregame tonight of Winter Boys Hoops right here on 98Q.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwood Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Oh, Sierra Pacific is hiring crew members right now for various shifts. They offer flexible schedules and some great benefits, too. You can choose between a four-day, 10-hour shift or possibly a weekend with overtime available then on Friday. And then on weekends, you could do three 12-hour shifts. That's available. Enjoy competitive pay and a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join them at Sierra Pacific and start helping the world see clearly. Apply in person in Medford or Merrill or online at spi-ind.com/careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer welcoming applicants with disabilities and veterans.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on the first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slowing down in a beach town with an ocean view. I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out in the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now when they say you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get.
Checked in this morning. He says Honey Nut Cheerios are his go-to on National Cereal Day. Kyle Cronin, district administrator from the Shawamigan Schools, is joining us. And Kyle, your breakfast cereal of choice, number one, what would that be?
Well,
actually, it's not very healthy. Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, Fruity. That away. Yeah, Fruit Loops used to be mine, kind of still. Yeah, it doesn't say it have to be nutritional. The thing is, you could do Fruity Pebbles and slice like a banana into it to tell yourself it's good for you.
Absolutely, add a banana to anything that makes it healthy.
All right, kids are probably having a little breakfast at Shawamigan School, and what do we got for an update there today?
Well, quite a bit going on here in the next couple of weeks. Just on the recruiting effort, looking for an early learning center assistant teacher. We are looking for a bilingual, bicultural teacher, so that's somebody English as a second language. We're specifically looking for somebody with some knowledge of the languages of Micronesia. We have a significant population of students from Micronesia. Other things happening. We got the musical next week. And Joel, are you going to make it down there? Are you going to see who got cast as Lurch? I know that was yeah. an interest to you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make her down there, yeah.
Okay, so that's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday in the evening, Sunday matinee, and tickets are available in the high school office, so contact the high school office. And again, that's the Adams Family next weekend. The Learn to Connect with the Leo Club is coming up again at the end of February, or at the end of March. My goodness, I was backtracking there, Joel. March 27th, so check that out. If you have some internet or technology needs, you can hook up with our students in the Leo Club. Aqua Zumba is still going on the pools on Thursdays. And regular Zumba on Wednesdays in the Park Falls Elementary Gym. Prom coming up on April 6th, and it's from 8 to midnight. And again, for our students, their tickets, they can purchase those in the office as well. On March 22nd, we have, for our middle and high school students, we have solo ensemble coming up. For our high school students next week, the ACT on Tuesday. There's a special schedule for the high school that day, and high school parents should have received information about that schedule. Going on at the North Campus, March 7th, so this evening, PTO Family Fun Night at the North Campus. We have Shawamigan Middle School Wrestling at Hayward on Tuesday next week. The eighth graders are coming up to the high school on Tuesday to check out the high school as a kind of part of a transition program. With the Bloodmobile in Glidden on the 19th, and Shawamigan Middle School Wrestling again on the 19th. So just a little bit coming up. I just want to remind everybody, and I know I mentioned that the 22nd is solo ensemble. That is also an in-service day for the school, so there will be no students that day. Over at Park Falls Elementary School, we've got a wildlife technician, Chris Gold, coming in and working with our students in grades 3, 4, and 5 about all things Wisconsin wildlife in the woods. We've got our spring parent teachers conferences going on March 21st from 4 to 7. Again, there will be communications from the school to our parents. For YK's introduction, this is out a couple months, but April 25th for our 4-year-old kindergarten students. So quite a bit going on. And then finally, I think last week I talked about the girls basketball Merriwood athletes. Our boys basketball Merriwood athletes, A.J. Morgan, all-conference, Cooper Mikulski, all-conference second team, Robert Schoenbeck and Jeremiah Miguel, honorable mention, and Robert Schoenbeck, all-defensive team. All right. Track has started, Joel, so track and field has been out. Softball starts on Monday, and our first track and field meet is on March 14th. At Northland Pines, and then baseball starts on March 18th. So the spring sports are in session. And that's it from Shawamigan Schools.
Very good, Kyle. Thank you. Enjoy those Fruity Pebbles. Have a great day.
Yep.
Thank you, Kyle. Kyle Cronin, he's our district administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. It is National Cereal Day. Big G checked in. He said Honey Nut Cheerios are his go-to. I like Honey Nut Cheerios, too, because they're sweet. But yet they tell you anyway that they're good for you. Although when I zap it with my Yuka app, I think it tells me something else. So I grew up traditionally. I had three older brothers in my family. So when you got up in the morning to go to school, it was a crowded breakfast table, and we didn't do anything fancy for breakfast. On the weekends, my mom might make scrambled eggs or pancakes, but not during the week. That wasn't going to happen. It was going to be cereal. And back in those days, you didn't have breakfast at the school. You're lucky to have lunch at the school. So I would have the box of cereal. I would not only have the box of cereal, but I would have the box of cereal, and usually I would hide behind it. I would make the little half dome of cereal boxes, and I would have my bowl of cereal in between, and then I have my head down like this, and I'd be eating the cereal, and then, don't look at me. My older brother, you stop looking at me. Don't you look at me. And then I'd be reading, because back then you knew what the cereal boxes said. Nowadays, of course, we got the social media and the phone, so the kids are on there. But that was your entertainment. I knew how much riboflavin and thiamine there was in Cheerios back then because I read the side of the box. I had nothing else to do. And I read the back of the box and all that stuff, too. So it was a different era back then. The cereal companies still have stuff on their cereal boxes. To be honest with you, I don't think anybody's reading them.
Step into a timeless journey at Fraser's Mercantile, a gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
At Redmond Realty Group, we redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, we craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Our strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, we can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive our commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today. Take the hometown approach with TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin. Trust Terry and his reliable equipment for your mulching, trail building, and fall food plot needs. Think of TP Land Services for your tree removal and stump grinding needs too. Terry's all about meeting rigid requirements with a flexible approach. Call TP Land Services at 715-492-1102 to get a jump on that spring trail or fall food plot today. Terry and the team would like to issue a congratulations to the Winter Warriors on an excellent season. Go Warriors from TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. May see a few flurries after midnight, our low 23. Tomorrow, cloudy. Sprinkles 41. We'll get back into the upper 40s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Girls tell me good.
color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mama always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
Like I